Podcast. For those of you who are wondering what is happening, that's what we're wondering too. What is happening? My name is Strudel.
I'm P-Dids.
And I'm Jay Quellen.
And you may notice one of our hosts just happened to not make it today.
Rip Shum.
But in his place, we have the one, the only Mr. B.
Welcome, Mr. Beef.
By the way, it's not beans, it's beef.
Beef.
Mr. Beef. Mr. Beef. Why don't you tell us about yourself, Mr. Beef, and how you came to be here?
Yeah, so I am the former field experience student teacher, full-time building sub.
Yeah, he wore many hats. And now I am here. Yeah, Mr. Beef wore many hats at the place we teach at.
The good old TMS.
We don't say where we work.
You never told me this.
All right, maybe if you would have listened to our podcast.
This is why he's just a baby teacher, guys.
Yeah, okay.
Mr.
So,
baby teacher.
Let's give you some background on how this episode came to be after 3 years of not podcasting.
Right, because it's been a minute since we've sat down around this microphone.
Mr. Beef has some kind of embarrassing videos out there of him playing Fortnite. And
like, you're so funny, guys.
Yeah.
Bro. Like,
bro.
Come on, bro. Buddy. Come on, buddy.
Buddy.
So we were making fun of him for his cringy Fortnite videos. And then he was like, well, what about the Benton Bite? And we like wouldn't tell him where to find the Benton Bite.
And then we did.
Yeah. And then we did. And he's like obsessed with the Benton Bite. And then someone had the bright idea of, why don't we do an episode for his birthday?
Yeah, because it's Mr. Beef's birthday.
It's Mr. Beef's birthday today. And what better way to celebrate Mr. Beef's birthday than
the revival.
Reviving the podcast.
So I think we need to go back and recap our listeners of what's happened over the last couple of years. Like,
well, I thought we were going to talk about his birthday present first.
Okay, sure. Let's talk about your birthday present first.
Well, right.
We've been out of practice. Sorry, listeners.
Yeah. Why don't you talk about what we did to celebrate your birthday today?
Yes.
So first, we went and played tennis because I'm obsessed with tennis now.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. He lost, by the way.
It was close.
Jay Quellen and I won 6-1, and then it 5-2?
5-3.
I'm pretty sure it was 2. You lost the last one, didn't you?
No, I won the last one.
It was 2.
I won the last one.
It was 2. Oh, don't kid yourself.
Who has the score thing on their tennis racket?
Not you.
Ooh, that's right.
I guess. So then, after tennis, we went to
The places.
Yep.
And we did an escape room.
Mm-hmm.
And we actually did pretty well.
Yeah. Well, that one, it was rated medium hard. Yeah, right? It was rated medium hard.
Mm-hmm.
And we escaped with like 15 minutes to spare.
And the theme was crazy cat lady.
Yeah.
Too many cats.
There was too much dust in there too. I kept sneezing.
Yeah, there was a lot.
It literally smelled like crazy cat lady.
It did.
Old cat lady.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit.
My favorite was like the bad recording of like, oh, thank you for watching my cats.
Yeah.
You're such a good cat.
And there was like it's like the phone ring and it was the voicemail.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, what is going on?
Yeah.
I think my favorite was push the window harder.
So and there then... was listeners. Okay. There was a hint on the screen. If you've never done an escape room, sometimes you can ask for a hint. Or if they see you struggling so hard, they'll be like, oh, poor people, let's put a hint on the screen. So I think struggling. We were trying to get something. And they're like, oh, you have to push harder on this one frame. But anytime you tried, like, Mr. Beef was just like, I can't push any harder.
I was scared I was going to break it.
The person, the game master, highlighted it.
Push hard.
And it was like bold and highlighted. Push harder.
So then I walked
and
away.
I was like, oh my goodness. And then unfortunately, P-Dids was like, fine, pushed it. And then Jake Paul was like, raining cats and dogs.
The ceiling opened up and like 10 cats and dogs fell
all
on top of
all the stuffed animals fell onto
on
me.
You.
And I like jumped. I didn't know how to react.
And the rest of us were like, oh cool, cats and dogs. And you're like, I just got attacked by these dogs.
I looked at my BPM on my watch, and I was, like, at a steady 120. It was not looking great for me.
But you made it. You made
somehow.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, so we have done escape rooms before.
Yes.
And that was our best one so far.
Yeah. That was by far our best one. What's our track record?
Well, so the first one we did was when you had to escape from the tunnels.
Yes, and we did that one.
We escaped with like a minute to spare. Yeah.
12 seconds.
Was it 12 seconds?
Yeah, 12 seconds. It was they gave us a bonus minute because we were so close. Yeah.
Because the rubber band gun didn't work or something. Yeah. Like, we had to shoot it into the ceiling and it didn't work.
Yeah. And then we literally got out with 12 seconds left on the clock.
I thought it was like a minute.
No, it was really short.
And then the next one.
Oh, then we did the prison one.
The prison break one, which was awful.
God, that was horrible.
That one. And then
stupid.
The game master was like, oh, yeah, you were so close, but you had all these other steps. We're looking at each other like, we wouldn't have made that.
Yeah, there was like 25 more steps, and you were really, really close.
Well, and like.
I felt like it
those were the ones that had stupid lasers. And
the lasers wouldn't work.
And he said that eventually we had to like. All link arms.
And we're looking at each other like how did we know that was going to happen?
Yeah, right? Link arms and then pass this information down the chain.
And
no.
Make sure. I was like, we're not that good.
Oh, no, I lost.
It was the spring. I was fidgeting with the spring. I thought it was a bug.
No.
While I crossed my table,
I almost
said backwards.
Where did the spring? Can I have the spring back?
No, you cannot have the spring back.
I need a fidget toy.
No,
I'm going to fidget on.
I took mine off.
You don't get a fidget.
Okay.
Oh,
anyways.
Sorry.
After that one.
Well, then we did an escape room without Jake Quallen and Sean. Yeah, sorry, Jake Quallen.
When?
Wait, is this news to Jake Quallen?
What?
Yeah.
So.
Hey, buddy.
We did one. I don't remember when it was.
We did it in lacrosse.
Okay, by the way, my BPM right now is 100.
I didn't mean to scare you. It was a spring because you're like, I don't need a spring.
I'm 108. Because I'm shook. What? You didn't tell me?
No, because.
So about that.
We wanted a chance at winning, and.
I'm at 69.
I'm not done talking.
Okay. I think I've heard enough.
No.
Jake Cole's about ready to throw hands.
We knew that if we invited you,
mm-hmm.
we would have to invite like, other people as well.
That's not what we did this time, though.
Did what this time?
Sorry, my bad. I was thinking of something different.
We invited someone else.
Oh, yeah. We invited Daddy Longlegs.
Daddy Longlegs.
But you did the time before when I went anyway.
Well, Daddy Longlegs has been with us every single time.
Right.
Except this time. It's okay.
Right.
We wanted a chance to be more successful, but
because I wouldn't have been there.
No. We just wanted an escape room
without only adults.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of escape room was this?
What was
the theme?
Oh, it was
alcohol
pub. Yeah,
it was alcohol.
We don't say that word. We say Capri Sun.
Capri Sun.
I told you this. It was Capri Sun theme.
Capri
you were, like,
Sun theme.
In a pub, and you had to like.
Listeners, we are so
know,
out of practice.
We had to like find the stash of money or something. I don't remember.
Yeah.
That's really
Anyways,
unfortunate.
We won that one.
We did win.
Oh, yeah. That was the one where the clock was wrong. It said we had like 5 minutes left, and he was like, oh, you barely made it out.
We had like a minute left.
That one was fun.
Mm-hmm.
Was it?
No, it wasn't fun at all.
No, not at all.
We really missed you.
We were handcuffed the whole time.
We actually were handcuffed.
We were handcuffed.
I'm completely rethinking my entire relationship with these people, listeners.
And then
I might have to leave.
All right.
There's an awkward pause, and it's like Jake Quallen has left.
So then our latest one, that was the last one we've
done,
right?
Yeah, the crazy cat lady. So we've
done four.
Three for four.
Wow, that's really good.
75%.
That's not bad. That's not bad at all.
Well, the prison break one was rated like really hard.
But
we didn't know that. Yeah.
We didn't know.
I was like, 90 minutes. We have more time to solve it. Maybe we'll be successful.
Sorry, guys. My Be Real went off. It's all about the Be Real.
I haven't done a Be Real in months. Well,
but Shoma's going to see that on your Be Real.
Delete! You have to turn!
Go over there and do your Be Real.
I'm going
over here. No, don't get in the picture, Mr.
No,
Beef. Why?
It's fine.
For my birthday.
It's just Mr. Beef.
I was going to say, isn't Sean going to see that?
No. I can come to this location anytime.
Oh,
he's going to come over.
That was really close.
No, he's not.
That was tight.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you, everybody, for that quick catch.
That was very scary.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Okay, where were we?
Ooh.
I mean, I'm trying to see if this person posted. He did not post.
Oh, boy. Why'd you take another picture? Didn't you just take one?
Yeah, but I was reacting to one of my friends' be real. Sorry.
Oh.
I'm a little distracted.
You lost.
Okay, so let's go back on topic. Back on topic.
We were talking about
escape rooms
and how we didn't invite Jake Holland.
So I guess for our listeners, I think one thing I'm noticing is we're a pretty successful bunch. So how do we give the best advice to our listeners about escape rooms?
So we even said who Daddy Long is. He's my boyfriend.
Oh yeah, we love Daddy Longlegs.
Why is his why is his name Daddy Longlegs?
Cuz he's tall
and he's a daddy.
And why is
this
your name? And why is your name Mr. Beef?
My name is Mr. Beef.
Is that appropriate? Like,
yeah.
Well, children started calling him Mr. Beef.
Children did it.
Okay.
So, this was after I finished my student teaching and I had come back to the school.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And I was subbing, and these children came up to me and were like, "Hey, have you seen this video about this child who says that she smells like beef?" And I just was like, "Yeah." And then I moved on. And then from there on out, they called me Mr. Beef.
Mm-hmm.
No other context.
Nope.
And that was
it. It's a thing.
Yeah. I think there was context behind that. They just didn't want to give it to you.
Probably.
I mean,
I don't question what children do.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, if I say anything more, I will.
Yeah.
I will just not.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's go back to our topic at hand. What advice can we give our listeners since we're a very successful bunch?
Oh, I would say when you're done with something, put it to the side
so you
don't get it mixed up with the stuff you haven't used yet. Because
typically, like, once you're done with a clue,
you don't use it again.
Yeah.
Establish a leader.
Yeah.
Well, we
Daddy
really
Longlegs
is... That's true. Daddy Longlegs
is
our leader.
He has been the one who has saved us in pretty much all of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even the ones I didn't go to.
Oh,
yeah, you were there in spirit.
You were there in spirit.
We didn't think you
no,
would like
I wasn't.
It because it was Capri Sun themed, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We were doing illegal things. It was called a bootlegger's pub.
Well, and then I think we did do... We participated in
We had some Capri
afterwards.
Suns after.
What about before?
That's the first thing that we did.
Yeah, it was that and then Capri Suns. Speaking of
we
the
did?
Capri Suns.
Yes, it was.
I'm having a Capri Sun.
Oh my god.
Yes, because we went to the
it's
the
a literal
place.
It's a literal Capri Sun.
With
the
straw
pouch.
And everything.
The juice pouch.
Oh, that's right.
That's
oh yeah,
where we
I
went
forgot.
Afterwards.
Yeah, I forgot about where we went. Okay.
Yeah, we had to like figure that one out.
Yeah.
That's why.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, fruit punch.
Why do you have Capri Suns in your cupboard?
Because the senior class gave me Capri Suns as a senior gift.
Oh, how sweet.
Mm-hmm.
So anyways.
Advice.
Put things away.
Yeah.
Because they get distracting.
Establish when you first
some
get
form
in the room,
of leader.
You get in the room and like you're let loose. What's your first like words of wisdom? What should you
just
do first?
Just look
like,
at the room.
Look
at
everything.
Everything.
Pick everything up.
Literally.
Try and take it off the walls.
And well, if there's a big axe, you probably shouldn't, right?
Yeah, normally if they don't want you to take it off the walls, it'll say, like, this is not part of the game.
Mm-hmm.
This is decoration only.
Yeah.
Do not touch this.
But otherwise, I say touch everything.
Everything's fair game.
Figure.
Even stuff that you don't think is part of the game, it probably is.
And just try and figure out a puzzle right away.
Figure
something out right away.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
and then other things just kind of start happening.
They just
kind
of fall into place.
You're trying to notice, oh, this is a pattern.
Yeah.
We may need this pattern later.
Yeah. Well, okay, so, like, all the cats had names on them. Did we ever use any of the cats' names?
No.
That was...
Minus,
and some things...
Dewey.
Dewey.
Dewey? Oh, but that was, like, the name
of
a book.
But, so, some of them, are just clues that are there that are just meant to, like...
to distract you.
Right. So there were some, like, numbers on the back of a puzzle that we needed.
Oh, yeah. And then there
were,
like...
they were just there to distract
pictures
us.
Of cats that had letters beneath them. Did we ever use that?
No.
No, we never used those flashcards.
No. And then there were pictures of cats... Oh, we never used the flashcards.
Yeah, we never used those flashcards.
Mm-mm. And there was, like, the pictures of the cats on the trophies. Like, the pictures meant nothing.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, they didn't.
We thought it did.
Yeah, we thought it did, but it didn't mean anything.
Could and same been... thing with that key. But I wonder if we missed some things when we got to the end.
That's what I was going to mention. Like, is there extra things you can do in an escape room that isn't required to escape?
You opened up a lock without trying anything.
Which lock?
One of the first locks. She opened up one of the cages.
Really? That was with a key.
No,
I
you
key
opened,
for that.
She opened up something else.
The kitty? Was it... a kennel?
Yeah, because you were like, I opened this.
No, so best part about the escape room is that there was a literal litter box with, with turds
fake
in it.
Turds.
Fake and
turds.
So I went into the litter box and like literally shoveled out fake poop and
I
they
did
had
witness that.
And there was
there were letters on it.
I'm counting on my hands because I'm not good at math. There was five of them and there was a K and two T's. And so I figured, okay, this is spelling kitty.
Right.
So then I put that in on the kennel,
and she got it.
It worked.
Yeah, it opened.
So according to my life, the only thing I can really solve is
poop puzzles.
I just saw Jake Quellen with the litter box and the scooper.
Yeah, I can I was dealing with the poop in my life.
I think we all figured out then and there that we were not good at common sense.
Oh my god,
there was,
no.
Like, there was
the one clue where it was like...
We kept saying
Stray cat.
What does this mean? What does this mean?
We were overthinking it so hard. There was this one cat that didn't have a collar or a name, so we were like, oh, this is the stray. What kind of cat is this?
What
maybe
kind of
that's
box
the answer.
Is he in? What else is in the box
and
with him?
And then the hint came in, and I'm like, there's a hint. It's like,
it's literally
like,
in
you
front
have
of
everything you need. And then, Big Daddy Long Legs,
Big Daddy Long Legs.
Okay, he's quite tall.
You guys all need to stop.
It's not even past our bedtimes yet.
No, it's not. So then, Mr. Beef was like, it's straight. I'm like, oh, yeah.
You had to like... you had to change the letters, right? On the to say
and that
story.
Was where the
that was where
the
picture frame opened.
And I was like,
poor
Jake. I don't want to break
Beef
it.
Mr. Beef was too chicken to push.
Well, because I was scared I was gonna break it.
Well, oh my god,
you didn't. You just scared the crap out of Jake Wallen.
Yeah, worth it.
That was a peak moment in my life, really.
Yeah.
So basically, our words of advice are just be better,
touch everything,
and touch everything, and then
maybe sanitize your hands when you're done.
Yeah,
oh yeah,
do that. So we did that. What other, what else is on our agenda for today?
So I said special guests, revival, birthday present, escape room record. Oh. That's all the further I got. Cause then you were saying that we should talk about what we've been doing.
Oh yes.
Since
oh.
the last episode aired.
Yes. So, P-Digs, go first.
Well, I'm looking at when our last episode was.
2021. So I appeared.
He came out of nowhere.
I came into the picture...
A year ago?
Was it
Spring 2022.
Was it 20?
Yeah.
No?
Spring 2022, because then you student... Wait, no. Yes. Hang on. This year's 2023?
Yeah, so I came
spring
of 2022. That's when I magically appeared.
Yep.
That's...
Out of nowhere.
Out of nowhere.
Oh, yeah. What was our last episode?
Our last episode was on July 7th, 2021.
Whoa, it's been 2 years.
Well, I think I was maybe gone for this. We talked to DM.
Oh, yes.
Because the first time we talked to DM,
the microphone
didn't work. Yeah. We talked about the army life over the summer and more.
Army.
And we must have been outside. Yeah, DM is in the army. We'll tell you who it is later. You know the child. But
you know it.
Yeah.
You know them, but you don't know them.
Yeah, so let's see. What have I been doing since then?
What have you been up to?
2 years. How am I supposed to talk about what I've done in 2 years?
I'm trying to think of, like, big things that have happened.
So, did you talk about school life stuff?
Sometimes we do.
So,
well, I have a
this
student
last
teacher.
School year was
a time.
Interesting.
It was interesting.
It happened.
It happened.
I learned how to teach children.
Yeah, we taught Mr. Beef how to teach children.
But Things happened. You got more tattoos.
Oh, yeah. I got a new tattoo for my grandma. Yeah, wait. Oh, no. I got two new tattoos.
Yeah, you
did. The aloe planty. Yeah. So I talked to my best friend who we were supposed to get aloe planty tattoos mm-hmm. together. And now her excuse is, well, the tattoo shop doesn't open up till 1 o'clock, which is when I have to pick up my kids from school. And I was like,
Mr. Daddy.
Daddy Longlegs.
Daddy Longlegs tried to call me.
He's trying to FaceTime you. Wait, pause the podcast.
Pausing.
Pause it.
Be
pause
right back,
it.
Listeners. Okay, so we're back, listeners. So thanks for hanging on during that hiatus.
Sorry, Daddy Longlegs called and we had to answer.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah, that's like, so we were talking about that.
Right, I have two new tattoos.
You do.
So I have an aloe plant on my leg.
You do.
And then I got a hand holding some cards on my arm for my grandma who passed away in September. RIP Cecilia.
RIP.
RIP Cecilia.
Mm-hmm.
That's when. No, we're actually ripping this.
That's when,
Strudel
and I had to run a parade by ourselves.
And I forgot a banner.
Student teacher and
person who's not normally in charge of a middle school marching band.
Yep. We did it. It happened. Children marched. March. I'm putting in
air quotes.
Anywho, moving on.
Have I gotten any new piercings? I think I got this one.
Yes, you got that one.
The faux rook piercing.
When you got the aloe plant.
Did I get them done on the same
day? Yes, you got them done on the same day.
How do you know this?
How do you?
I was student teaching with you at the time.
I don't remember that.
That was
our beef is trying to really.
Okay,
that was right.
That was the day where we went.
You were destroying that spring.
I know. You said you didn't want it anymore, so I'm fidgeting with it. You told me you didn't want it anymore, and you're going to throw it away. So I'm fidgeting with it.
That was before.
Well, so we went to a bigger city with our friends. Well, I got my tattoo and my new piercing. And then we asked our friend, we're like, where do you want to go to eat? And he was like, I want a steak. And so we're literally like, I can probably say where we went. We're on the square in Madison. And I'm like, well, there's this steakhouse right here. I guess we can eat here. Like, I'll go in and I'll get us a table. I walk in and everyone is wearing like tuxedos. Like, super nice clothes, like, black pants, white shirt, super formally dressed. And I'm wearing leggings and a ratty t-shirt. And, let's see, our friend was wearing, like, gym shorts and a sweatshirt. Strudel, what were you wearing?
Not that. I was just wearing jeans. Or
like, jeans and a shirt. We were, like, we were severely underdressed for this place.
Yeah,
and I was like, hey, I want a table for three. And he's like, okay. And then those two got there and they're like, what are we doing here? We are not dressed right for this.
Yeah, it was bad.
Yeah, it was very like, we should not have been eating there.
No, we should not.
Wearing the clothes that we were wearing, we did not fit in.
No.
They still served us.
Yeah, they did.
I mean, it was good food.
Yeah, it was.
What else has happened in my life? I don't remember.
Yeah, 2 years is a lot.
2 years is a long time to remember anything.
Yeah.
Awful children.
We can't bash the children. It was a very tough school year.
Tough two school years,
yep. Shroff, you should talk about becoming a master.
Yes. Okay. So, listeners, for those of you who may not know, when you become a teacher, typically you have a four-year collegiate degree. We call it undergrad, your bachelor's degree. That's like, cool, you did all the things, now go teach. You can, any degree path you have, or any career path, sorry, you have the option to go on to something more and go on to get your master's, which is just a two-year degree where you're expanding on the things you learned during college round one. And it's at a harder level. And it's a lot more time. And then
it's normally more specialized.
Yeah, it's more specialized. Where
more specific.
Yes, right. It's more specific. And then you can even get deeper into your subject field and go for your doctorate and be called, like, you know, Dr. Strudel. I'm not going to become Dr. Strudel. But I am going for my master's degree in music education. And I started classes today. And I only spent 3 hours on homework. Yeah. It was depressing. 3 hours for two classes, which is not bad because one class is supposed to be like 3 hours a day.
Ew.
And the other one is like two. So I'm supposed to be spending like five hours a day.
Yuck. That's disgusting.
But I have it all planned out and I have like a weekly planner where I have like this column is this class, this column is the other class. This is what I need to get done.
It's pretty impressive.
Yeah. It's very detailed, and that's not normally like me, so I'm kind of enjoying this side of me.
What are the two classes called?
One of them is research in music education, so we learn about research and, like, how... And, like, everything's APA, which is different because I use MLA.
Oh, I use MLA, yeah.
And I used MLA all the time in undergrad, and they're like, nope, it's APA now. And I'm like,
yeah.
Oh, I've never done APA.
Yeah. Just wait till they change it to Chicago.
Music
is typically Chicago.
Yes, but for this degree, it's all APA.
Really? Listeners, what we're talking about is when you cite your source, you have to cite it in a very specific way. Yeah. So MLA and APA are just formats to cite your sources. In Chicago, it's a way to cite your sources.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, everything is different.
Yes. So when I was going through college round one, it was this MLA way. So I knew how to do it exactly, and I had it, like, figured out for my master's degree program, college round two. It's saying, oh, we need you to do this more specified way, the more scientific way is APA. And I'm like, oh, so it's a whole new thing. And luckily, I had to get this one book in college where it's like the rules
for writing.
No, the rules of writing.
Oh.
So it tells you how to cite everything. Like, is it in, like, multiple authors and it's in the middle of a sentence? This is how you cite it. Like, it's super thorough. And I hated it at first, but I love that.
Well, isn't there like a website now?
There is.
Easybib.com.
So, for me, at least in my undergrad experience, I had to use all three.
Really?
Like, it was a professor's choice of what we had to use. So, like, for my music history classes, I had to use a mixture of APA and Chicago. In my psych classes, it was just APA because that's what psychology uses.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I know how to do all three of them. I think I prefer APA more because it's easier if I don't remember. Because it's, like, author... page number or author book, like that's all that it is.
I don't remember.
It's super simple.
It's pretty simple. It's just gonna be a little interesting to go back and rework, but I had to do some in-text citations today, so it was so much fun when I was making a discussion post for Wednesday because I got ahead so that I could catch up in another class. So I literally have a column for research in music ed, and then my other class is motivation, retention, and recruitment. So they're going on at the same time, which is kind of sketchy because it's supposed to be just one class, then the next, and you're supposed to take them one at a time.
Oh.
But I'm taking two at the same time, so it's kind of double the
workload.
You
chose that?
Yes, because the motivation class wasn't going to be offered again in my course time.
Oh.
And that directly relates
to my
thesis project.
So, listeners, when you get your master's, you typically have to do a lot of research on your thesis, which is like a long-term problem. How do I solve this problem?
Yes. And so my research class is all talking about, like, how do you create your research topic? So that was my discussion post of the day.
Oh.
Was, like, find a source about how you, like...
Ew.
Yeah. So it took me a while, but I figured it out. I think. And if I didn't, I just don't do well on that discussion post, and then I move on. It's okay, though.
It's a very positive outlook.
We're trying that for right now.
For now.
Master's degree?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely not. I'm not going back to school.
Okay, you just have to, like, jump in and do it, though.
No.
I think I'm pretty confident I'm going to get my master's degree.
Yeah.
Here's my deal. There's nothing I want to get my master's in. I haven't found anything that I'm like, this is what I want to study.
Don't do it yet.
Right. So I'm not going to go to school to study just
something
general stuff. Like,
no.
I'll know it when I find it. I'll be like, this is what I'm studying.
Right. But
I just haven't gotten there yet.
Yeah, and that's fine.
I mean, I've, again, no teaching experience.
Right.
But, I mean, what I've thought about doing a master's degree in is, like, researching different ways of teaching beginners how to start.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, that would be
and finding,
a good thesis
like,
project.
Mm-hmm. Figuring out like the best ways to start
mm-hmm.
them.
That would be a very good thesis project.
And that's, I don't know.
Yeah. So
again,
mine,
I'm still young, but...
right.
My thesis, my big project right now is going to be how to build motivation in the early high school music student. So if you're a concert bander in the band that I teach, looking at you. You are my thesis. Congratulations. So yeah, it'll be a fun time, I think. And if not, well, then I might just die a little bit earlier than I thought.
Yellow. Hey, race.
Maybe, if I make it. So, I mean, it'll be good. Maybe. Wait,
so did all of you have something that you majored and minored in?
It's not required. Well, every school is different. Like, the degrees that you come out with are different, too. Like, I have a Bachelor of Music Education. Mm-hmm. Is that what you guys have too?
I just have a Bachelor of Music in Music Education.
Okay. I have a Bachelor of Science in Music Education.
Right.
Emphasis in instrumental music.
Right. So, like, depending on the school you go to, your degree is different. But we all came out with a teaching license.
Yes.
So, it's really dependent on the school. Like, my school offered a Bachelor of Music Education. Like, it's very specific.
Well, and it's almost based on what state you're in.
That, so too.
I started in a different state where it was just music education, everything. Where then when I transferred to a different school, it was very specific. This is what you're going to learn. It's based off of what the education licensure is of that state.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Our and state even, is changing.
Well, even right. just the school, too. Like, there's one school that's close to here that's a very prominent music school that offers a Bachelor of Music Education. But my school was just Bachelor of Music, whereas a different school is Bachelor of Science that's close to here. Like, there's different degree types depending on the school you go to. It's the same. It means that basically,
it basically means the same thing.
But it's just a different specific or
like heading.
Yes. Yes.
Well, and I think part of the reason that mine was a Bachelor of Music Education is because we had a specific music conservatory that offered very specific degrees.
Was it a Bachelor of Arts?
No,
Bachelor of Music Education. Yeah, because so like
BME.
The degrees, yeah, it's a BME. So our degrees were like Bachelor of Music Composition, Bachelor of Music, I don't even know what other
performance.
Well, because my the first school that I went to, it was like a Bachelor of Arts in music education.
So we had a specific music conservatory. So if you were in the conservatory and you got a degree there, it was a Bachelor of Music, and then it stated like your specific emphasis.
Interesting.
So I think they had like 7 different degrees. Like, I think maybe, do they have one in theory?
Probably.
Theory, composition, performance.
Oh, your favorite.
My favorite.
Jake Holland's favorite. education.
That's my last 2 years.
Elective studies. And for us, like, you didn't have time to declare a minor because there were so many classes that we had to take to graduate with our BME. You literally didn't have time. Unless you wanted to be in school for 6 years.
Well,
you didn't have time for a minor.
That's why I dropped my minor of psychology, because I was going to go out with a psych minor. But then they're like, oh, you can't student teach. And I'm like, nope, because I have all my classes done. They're like, no, you don't have stuff done for your minor. I'm like, oh, okay, easy fix, dropping my minor. So I got half of my psych minor.
So for me, originally, I was going to be a double major in music education, music performance.
Ooh.
And then when I transferred over, it was going to be too much work just to add the performance aspect of it.
Really?
Even though at my other school, all it was going to be was...
Wasn't it just a couple more classes at the other school?
All it was extending my lesson by 30 minutes and then extending my...
Recital.
My senior recital by another
and
30 minutes.
Yeah, really? At the other
school, it was not like that. I had to add.
That is awful.
I had to add like other stuff.
Because for the school I went to, it was very common for people to do performance and
education.
Because it was just a couple of classes overlapped. It wasn't like a lot of it was.
Well, and
very
I think same
similar.
For me, if I would have wanted to do double performance and ed, I maybe would have. I got out in 4 years, but it maybe would have taken me 5. Because I think I would have had like too many credits every semester and with student teaching.
Yeah, that'd be a
but
lot
I would have, like, my lessons would have been weighted more. I think I would have had to practice for 2 hours a day instead of one. I would have had more recital requirements.
Yeah, if you think the 30 minutes we ask
oh my
and
God,
plead
no.
for are bad.
I practiced an hour every day in college.
Yep.
At least.
Yep. Yep.
Performance majors were required to practice at least 2 hours a day.
Yep.
See, but for us, I don't know about you guys, but we never had like a log, but they could always tell.
You could tell.
Like,
oh yeah,
my lesson professor could Or at least at my one school, yeah. Could, like...
Well, you can tell easily.
Oh, yeah.
Like, as a teacher now, you can
I practiced for an hour every day. Did I get anything done?
Unless you submit an F concert scale on Schoology at the beginning of the pandemic.
Jake Quillen's never gonna live it down.
I thought it was so good too, and I was like, wow, of course you did that.
I remember she complimented me and I was like, oh god.
So listeners, if you're thinking about going to college, majors and minors are things only if you don't go to school for music.
If you go to school for music, just buckle up.
Yeah.
Be prepared. You're not gonna
be prepared to practice and have no social life.
But it's rewarding.
I'm thinking
it is.
Sending my thoughts for aural skills.
Okay, aural skills, I hated it until I finally got it.
Okay, what are aural skills, people?
Here's a piece of music. Sing it for me.
Well, it's more like ear training. That's what it is.
Right.
Yeah, aural, it's like hear this
aural skills.
Melody.
Ear training.
Yeah,
you're training
so
your
like,
ear.
Let me play you a piece of music. Okay, write it on a piece of staff paper for me. It needs
cool.
to be accurate.
It doesn't start like that. You, or at least
no,
for
that's,
me.
That's what we did, like, right away.
Really?
Yeah, like, all right, we're going to learn solfege. Yeah. All right, solfege this melody. Go.
So for us, like, aural skills, the first one was like, this is like... Listen to these pitches. Try and these are intervals.
Seriously,
figure it out. These are rhythms. Well, this is when they also introduced the Takadimi system.
Oh, we didn't.
People
do
who
Takadimi.
Don't know that, it's like yeah. a bougie way.
It's
to,
a weird
for
counting
rhythm.
System. Yeah.
It's, we learned that. I actually really
Jay
like
Colin
it.
Jacqueline is so bored. She's going on her phone.
No, I'm skipping a song to play the next song. You know, as I'm
she's so bored.
Music.
She's listening to music.
I still use Takadimi personally.
Oh,
I like it.
Here we go.
What?
Nothing. It's literally like, hey, Jake Wallen is so bored, and then he goes, yeah, we're still gonna talk about
Takadimi that
okay,
everyone cares
okay.
about.
I have a question then.
Yeah.
So I know I've probably asked all of you this personally before, but
oh,
what made you want to major in music?
Uh-oh.
Music education or music specifically?
Just in general. Uh-oh. Either or.
I can talk, because mine was easy. So
okay.
I joined band in 8th grade. I was a weird homeschooled kid. I joined band. And I love band, and I was like, I never want to do anything else. I just want to do this. But I didn't know, like, what this was. So then when I got to high school, I had a really cool band teacher. He was super old school. Like, you were just scared of him because, like, he was old school, but he was a really good teacher. And so after having him, I was like, I want to be like him. I'm going to be a band teacher.
Mm-hmm.
So I've known since I was, like, in 8th grade that I wanted to be a band teacher.
That's super cool.
Yeah.
Similar,
going around the table.
Similar story. I also thought that I wanted to be a band teacher. I'd say, like, starting in, like, 6th grade.
Really?
Well, we started band early. We started band in 5th grade. I originally started playing the trombone. I'm a clarinet player.
Ooh.
I originally hated band, was not good at it. Trombone didn't make sense, still doesn't make sense
still
to me.
We know.
So then my band teacher was like, hey, let's try switching instruments. And then I was like, clarinet life. And then I instantly fell in love with it, instantly
mm-hmm.
got really good at it. And I was like, doing this every day for the rest of my
mm-hmm.
life?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I'll totally do this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just knew. And then, yeah, went to school for it.
Yeah.
I do have to say, though, as soon as I got to college, I was like, whoa, this is what I'm doing now.
Yeah.
This is what I'm doing.
It was aural skills that really got me. I was like, I cannot do this.
Well, like, my first day of theory, I was like, I don't know what any of this is. Because, like, other
fair.
Schools had, like...
Had theory classes.
Had theory
yeah.
classes, and I never had that.
Yeah.
So, first day, I was like, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But good thing theory is very mathy, and I have a
it
very
is.
Mathy brain,
yeah.
so it... clicked, so I was
right.
like, this is fine.
You know, I've met people who disagreed with it being mathy, so I'm glad that you say it is.
Oh, it's very mathy. It's very...
It is so mathy, I can't even...
It is very mathy. It's very logical, and
it may
makes
be Cran
sense.
Man. It may be Cran Man.
And that we're talking trash about right now. I find it interesting that you mentioned that you played the trombone, though, because literally the very first time I met you, and I was like, I feel like this is a trombone player, but, like, also not really.
No. I'm such a bad trombone player.
He's really... The kids bully him for it.
The kids bully me at
It's
trombone.
Really funny.
That's
I'm, like, fine at, like, every other instrument.
It's just
minus
trombone.
The horn.
Or percussion?
I am good at
it. He's not horrible at
I am
percussion.
Good at
is he
percussion.
In, getting better or getting better?
I am good at percussion
no,
because of...
Because of T-Fish. We can just call her
T-Fish.
She loves
because
T-Fish.
Because of T-Fish.
Yeah, T Fish.
Who is my music ed professor.
Yeah.
Who also is a goat.
Oh, she is. Yeah, she's a goat.
At percussion. She taught me all the things.
No, his percussion skills aren't horrible. I was pleasantly surprised at like how much he knew.
You know what? Even when we played mallets that one day, I was not awful.
Oh, no, that was bad.
That's what I was referring to, because you said he was so bad.
That's when we played our version of Amazing Grace.
Yeah, yeah. Okay,
but...
we should make that our new Benton Bite theme song.
What could go wrong? Copyright?
Have you heard this, Strudel?
Yes, but I don't want it to.
Oh, okay, fine.
It's so hard.
what was I going to say about...
I don't know. What were you going to say?
Music professors...
I don't know. What were you going to say?
Okay, well, as you're thinking, why did Strudel want to go into music?
Oh, yeah.
So, I was trying to find something that I was good at, and I think my mom was concerned because she thought I wasn't going to be anywhere in life. So, she was, like, pushing me to do all these things, and guess what? I'm not good at soccer. That's how I broke my arm, like, really badly. Mm-hmm. So, I am not good at soccer. I was okay at softball. Like, she was trying to get me involved in something that I could like. And I got really good at the recorder in elementary school. Like, I was a boss at the recorder. And my mom's like, okay, sure. Like, what's close to the recorder? And they're like, well, the flute, the clarinet, or the saxophone. So I tried to play the flute, and I can't play the flute. Still can't to this day.
She's not good at it.
I'm not. Then I started on the clarinet. But my hands were so small, I couldn't cover all the tone holes, and I had issues with my pinkies. So I was like, well, I'm basically giving up on band. And they're like, but you should play the saxophone because it covers all the holes for you. Like, all the tone holes are covered. You just have to press these pearls. And I was, like, flying through the book because I had all my clarinet. Like, I was good at the clarinet. I just, as soon as we got to, like, going over the break, I can't get over the break. I can now, for the most part.
Yeah.
On a good day.
Yeah.
But I just couldn't at the time. So then I started playing the saxophone, but then I was like, I'm considered a geek. I can't do this. Like, I shouldn't be doing this. And I was afraid of what everyone else thought. So I said, I'm going to be a chef. Guess what, guys? Still shouldn't be a chef. Like, I've gotten better.
You make a few really good dishes.
Like, I have some moments.
Yeah.
And then there are some moments.
Oh, yeah.
There are some fails. But that's where, that's okay. And then I was like, okay, I guess I should be, like, a chef. But I always was like, I should really be a band teacher. And then I decided, screw it. I'm just going to be a band teacher and, like, do all the things. And then I did, and I enjoyed it. And, yeah. That's how I became a band person.
It's almost like group therapy in a way. I love it.
Oh my gosh, it's like group therapy.
Opening up.
No. No group therapy.
When was the moment you realized that teaching music was the thing for you?
Oh, mother.
I know what mine was. So, my freshman year at the first school that I went to, we all, every education class, you had to have a field experience. So that means you're going into the classroom. You might not be teaching, but you're observing. And my first ever field experience, I was 18, young and very inexperienced. I went into a very impoverished area where they do not have things, very rough home life, high in gangs, just... not good things. And when I went into the school and I saw how the kids reacted to band, they're middle schoolers, by the way, and it just, something clicked in me when I was like, yup, this is what I want to do. Kids enjoy doing this. It's an escape for them. This is why I did this. I just knew. And I didn't realize that I wanted to teach middle school then until I came.
Until field experience, until... when I was like, you're going to be a middle school band teacher?
Yeah.
Because my high school ones were like fine, but yeah.
It's like giving people back what was given to you.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Anyways, that's my main reason why.
I don't know why. I don't think I had like a defining moment of... yup, this was it. I think I helped a lot of people in high school. Like, we could just come down to the band room for, like, open study hall. And I came down to the study, or I came down from study hall a lot, and people would ask me, like, especially around audition time, like, hey, how do you play this? And I couldn't transpose at the time, but, like, my friends would ask me, and I would play, like, I would look at their music and go, oh, it's this. And I could play it. And they're like, oh, okay. And we would, like, play it together, even though it didn't, like, again, I didn't transpose at the time. Like, it didn't sound correct together. But we were working on at least getting the right rhythms.
Yeah.
And I think that somewhat inspired me to become a teacher, I think. Because I was like, oh, I can do this for other people. Like, that's cool that I can do it for my classmates, but I could do this for others. Cool.
So I think probably the biggest, like, teacher moment came for me when I worked at a summer camp. There's a big, big fine arts summer camp in Michigan. And I was a counselor for one summer, and then I was, like, a head counselor. And I really liked working with the kids. It really is, like, you get a new classroom every 10 days. Like, here's a group of kids that you're in charge of, and you have to set boundaries, and you have to set rules, and you want them to have a good experience, and you need to help them through. Because there's, like, a million things that happen. It's literally, like, you're in school for 10 days, and you're in charge of this classroom of kids, and you have to maintain order, and you have to set boundaries. Mm-hmm. And I think that was, I mean, like, I didn't really have any other options. Like, I'm going to be a band teacher. But that was where it was really like, yeah, I really like working with kids.
Nice.
And the kids that they put me with were middle school kids. And at the time, I didn't realize, like, oh, these are the kids that I work best with. It wasn't until way later that I was like, oh, they put me with middle school kids. They realized that I was really good with middle school kids. Like, mm-hmm. Duh. I thought I wanted to be a high school band teacher, but, like, they obviously could see things that I couldn't that were like, she needs to be a middle school person. Mm-hmm. I thought that was really interesting.
You know what's really funny about that? I feel like most go into music education thinking that they're going to be, like,
a high school, like, band teacher. Yeah.
Or a high school choir teacher, or a high school orchestra teacher.
Yeah, high school is just...
I think that's the last thing that you see.
Yeah, it
and
is.
And you're like... This is where you've had the most fun.
Well, it's where you've had the most growth.
Yeah.
That you can remember, at least.
So yeah. You're like, this is what I want to do.
Right.
Until you go back. Right. Or at least for some of us.
Yeah. I mean, for me, I still, like, some days I'm like, yep, I want to be middle school gung-ho all the time.
Yeah.
But some days I'm like, I want to be high school all the time. I can't make up my mind still. So I'm glad I am doing the job I'm doing because I can never make up my mind.
Yeah.
Well, for me, in my, like, little high school experience that I had, I loved it. I loved working with the high schoolers. It just, it didn't feel, I don't know.
In some ways, it's not as rewarding.
Yeah.
Because the growth is so much slower over time.
Mm-hmm. Well, and, I mean, it's cool, I guess, seeing them not be able to play a piece of music to then being able to play it.
Right. But it's not like you couldn't play eighth notes and now you can play eighth notes.
Yeah.
It's, you can see the skill growth in middle school much more easily than you can at the high school.
I like seeing, though, like, I haven't had this happen yet because it hasn't happened, but, like, the sixth grade, like, remembering the, like, first sixth grade class and then seeing them as seniors and being like, holy cow, look how far you've come to there.
Yeah.
Like, it hasn't happened for me yet because I gotta wait, like, 2 more years. But I just had the first group where it was, I started teaching them when they were in eighth grade and through senior year. It was just, it was so rewarding to see the humans that they've become. And I think, like, I was harping on that all year and I think they got sick of me and they're like, yeah, whatever, you keep saying that. But it's truly rewarding. Like,
well, and they don't remember what they were like when they were in sixth or eighth
grade. And I remember, like, this one kid, we'll call them Z-Dog. Z-Dog was the hardest pain in the butt to work with.
He was a tough kid.
And now they were the TA for the band that I taught. And I was like, wow, you have so much growth. You and this person took on leadership roles and was actually implementing the things we talked about in lessons. And I was like, Z-Dog, holy cow. And then just seeing them, like, I almost cried at Solo Ensemble listening to them because I was like, holy cow, like, this is what I envisioned. And it's, like, for you, and you're finally doing the things.
And they don't see how far they've come because they don't remember what it was like when they first learned the instrument.
Jesus, you're crazy. You have so many emotions.
Yeah.
Like, I am the most emotionless person you'll meet. Like, I don't show my emotions. Yeah.
And I'm like, remember in sixth grade when you wouldn't stop talking in band class and you were kind of a pain?
And you had to stand to play?
And you had to stand to play because you were so, so short you couldn't hold your instrument.
And you kept hitting things? And
and
then B-Dog.
Oh my gosh.
The whole dog clan.
They would just, like, shout in the middle of a band. I'm like, I cannot help you. Like, just please, please stop. Please stop.
But just seeing the amount of growth, I think, is just so rewarding. That's and really I love cool. that part about the job that I have, is just seeing them all the way through.
Yeah.
Wow, teaching band.
Yeah, teaching band.
Who would have thunk?
I don't see myself doing anything else, though.
Some days.
Like, well, I don't even have any other marketable skills. What else would I do?
Yeah. Some days I've always, like, toyed with, like, becoming a school counselor.
Oh, yeah, that's... See,
like, because of the scheduling?
This sounds bad, though. I've honestly...
High school students, if you need help with your schedule and you're like, this can't work, come to Strudel. Strudel is your person.
Absolutely.
Jake Wallen can attest to my, like, scheduling skills.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, Jake Wallen, I have a really great idea about what you should do with your schedule. I'm going to text you right now.
Oh, I'm a little worried, but...
I want to see this. Share with us. Share with us. Not out loud on the podcast, obviously. But I just want to see what it becomes. And then I'll laugh about it. And now the listeners won't know. Right, listeners?
Right. Yeah.
Wouldn't that be phenomenal? That?
I can do that?
Why not? Okay. Words. Whatever.
One student in particular can attest to my wonderful independent study. Things.
Oh, we know. We know.
Yes, you know this person. Hi, person. Yeah. So how do we sign this one off?
Well, I think we should maybe each say one thing that we are looking forward to for the rest of our summer.
Oh.
You're really doing that to us.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
It's not good. Mr. Beef, what are you looking forward to?
As we've alluded to, I'm going to be a first-year teacher.
Wait, in Toma or Tor?
In where?
Classic Strudel.
I made it 51 minutes.
My classroom is an hour away.
We know. We've timed it.
Where we teach.
So, I'm excited to start my first year of teaching.
Yay!
I'm also excited to hike and do outdoorsy things for the rest of the summer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm ready to go to Summerfest again. I'm just ready. I know it sounds awful, but I'm ready for the school year to start. I mean, I love my free time, but I'm excited to, like, start doing my own things.
I can't believe it's already, like, we're on week three of summer.
It's almost July.
I know.
Honestly, I'm ready for the school year, too. I just want to get it done.
I don't blame you.
Senior year, baby.
I am looking forward to getting out my motorcycle, which is probably not going to happen for another week, because now I'm planting cranberries all week.
And you're playing with Strudel in a band.
Oh, yeah, in a band.
Oh, if you want to come to the LAX people.
Yeah, not Teacher's Lounge.
Yeah.
Oh, lounge, I thought you were talking about Teacher's Lounge. I was like, it's back?
No. We're playing in the Riverside Park on Wednesday night.
What?
You come?
Yeah, we're both
T-Fish
playing.
Bullied me into playing. Oh, yeah, we'll tell you about that off. But don't
worry.
Okay. I'm looking forward to, riding my motorcycle, playing in a band.
Yeah.
A large band of humans.
Yeah. And mom's golden.
You know, it's supposed to be warm this week, so we could go swimming too.
Maybe.
I'm gonna be gone.
I have to go to the dentist on Thursday. That's like.
Oh, you're right.
That's like
I'll
my
go
big
swimming
trip
without
on
you.
Thursday.
I'll plant cranberries and then go swimming without you.
Jake Quellen. What's your big thing?
What's your big thing?
No, I got it. Jake Quellen is looking forward to playing tennis every day.
Oh. Yes.
She has tennis lessons every day.
I'm so looking forward to it.
STDs.
Mm-hmm.
What? Oh, I was like, what are you talking about?
Oh, I thought it was something else.
Yeah, well, we have a really great playlist that we listen to while we play tennis.
Yes.
STDs.
That has a not great name to it.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah, it's a great playlist. We keep adding to it.
Well, that, okay. I was really caught off, but when you said playlist, I get it now. Okay.
Yuck.
Okay.
I think I'm looking forward to, I don't know, learning things this summer, I guess is the right answer.
Teaching me theory next year.
Oh,
I'm not teaching theory.
You will be teaching
me theory. Are you looking
forward
to when I dog sit and bring the dog to marching band
camp? Oh, I'm so excited for that.
Well, I'll tell you when we're finished recording.
Yeah, we can't trust Mr. Beef with anything.
I will
tell you
all the details.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so what's our sign-off, peeps?
Sucks to suck, Shum.
Oh, we need to be a little bit more positive.
Welp, you tried.
I can make it out of that escape room.
We can make it out of the escape room. So now, Mr. Beef, we need to each say the thing.
What?
That's our sign. That's how we sign off our episodes.
And then you have to, like, each one of us says it.
Yeah.
And
so, like, we go around the table. So we
can't escape.
So, okay. So, okay. Shroff's gonna go,
I can
right?
escape that escape room.
And then you say it.
Oh. I can escape that escape room.
I can escape that escape room.
I can escape that escape room.